We've got more birthday wishes going out now, this time for that little piece of technological magic in your pocket. Takeaway business editor Charlie Herman is here to give us his big number of the week. And Charlie, it is...
The number 5. Not a big birthday. Well, it's the 5th anniversary of the iPhone going on sale today.
Right. And so, it is the iPhone 5.
And is the... Well, the iPhone 5 is going to be coming out very soon. But
right.
this 5th year anniversary, I mean, it's just... It's amazing to really think about how much the iPhone has really changed, really how much we just sort of interact with the web, how much we interact with our phones. I mean, years ago, remember we used to have a little keypad that you'd punch the buttons and they'd light up and it was kind of cool, like if it was super thin. You know, now, like, what is a screen? What is a phone? You have your music in it. You have the web in it. It's sort of integrated so many different things that we've come to kind of accept that this is the way that a phone looks. But it's really kind of changed the way that we interact with the web, with so many different things. And, of course, it's had a big impact on Apple.
And the way we actually work in our office places and everywhere else. But it also, when you talk about the big impact on Apple, I assume you mean the billions of dollars they've made off of the iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, when this phone came out, keep in mind it had an 8 gigabyte memory. It sold for about $600. Now it sells for $400 about for a 64 gigabyte memory. It's much huger in terms of memory. And what that has meant is just increasing popularity of the phone, increasing power of the phone, and that's meant more sales for Apple. They went from about $24 billion about 5 years ago to over $100 billion now in revenue, a lot of it driven by this iPhone. And it's not just Apple that's profited from it. I mean, really, it's created
all sorts of apps.
Well, it's created so many apps. I mean, there's over 650,000 apps that are estimated to be in the Apple App Store. There was a report that came out recently that the app economy has created close to 500,000 jobs. So it's created jobs. It's really kind of changing a lot of the way. I mean, think about it. You don't need to go to the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal on the website on your phone. You go to an app.
Right.
So it's, well,
and
what
it's
is
even,
the web now? It's an app.
It's even more complicated than that, Charlie, if you think about it, because there's some places, like for a bank, some people choose a bank based on how good their mobile app is, right? I mean, people choose certain businesses based on how well they do in the mobile market even.
I mean, I, for example, like now use my app for a particular bank to scan my checks to upload them instead of going to the bank. I mean, that's another function too, that the phone now has these cameras, which is changing the camera business in terms of are people going out and buying separate cameras, even if they're digital. If your phone can sort of do everything, it really changes the way that what this little device is. I guess the other thing I would add to it is we're so used to having computers now that are super powerful, and then we got thinner with laptops. But now we're getting to the point where, like, the phone that you have, or in the case of an iPad or other tablet devices, I mean, that is a computer. Just the amount of power it allows you to do so much more, work in different ways. So it's been pretty revolutionary, and it's only been 5 years. And the thing is...
Yeah, unless you're a dog, 5 years is a very short period of time.
It's been a short time. And the question, of course, is where does Apple go from here? Because while they were the big innovator in this, there are so many competitors now that are coming into the marketplace, especially the Android system for phones, not iPhones, but for phones in general. They have a lot more competition. There's some people who argue that the Android is a better platform and can start to do more. So will Apple sort of continue to be the dominant player in the smartphone world, or will it begin to lose? I mean, 5 years ago, BlackBerry was sort of the device.
And here they are announcing these huge losses. Was the
layoffs
iPhone the death of the BlackBerry?
And in some ways, I think you could say that it is. So the question is, does Apple maintain that maintenance? I mean, that dominance. You know, it's oftentimes you're in the situation where there's you're in a cycle where, you know, sometimes one player comes up. For a while it was BlackBerry. Now it's the iPhone. Does it keep it there? That's the question really confronting the new CEO of the company now that Steve Jobs has passed. Will he be able to maintain that position for the company?
And was Steve Jobs really the driving force behind Apple, which would lend us to believe that perhaps they won't maintain that dominance in the future?
Well, definitely a driving force. If he wasn't in there necessarily putting in the tweaks or the specific, you know, coding, he was definitely sort of the visionary for what that product was going to be in terms of its design and its sleekness. That's not to say that Tim Cook, the new CEO, won't be able to do that. There are many products that are sort of in the works that are still coming out. You have to look out maybe 2-3 years from now to see, are they coming out with new products sort of under his time running the company that are as successful. And there's a lot more competition now that's nipping at the heels of Apple.
Do you own iPhone?
I do own an iPhone.
Are you getting anything for it? For its birthday? A nice, shiny new app?
No, but, you know, it really has changed the way that I work. I mean, the ability that you can do work at any point and any time. In fact, that's the downside. There are more and more studies finding that people begin to feel if they don't check
too
in on
connected,
Facebook,
right.
If they don't check in on Twitter, they start losing some of the connection. So it's a mixed bag. I mean, you definitely feel more connected to people. At the same time, you can overuse it too.
Takeaway business editor Charlie Herman with his big number for the week. It's 5. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.